Every morning, Terry and Armstrong talk Big Brother, looking at the stuff from yesterday. All the drama, all the strategy and silliness from Theo to HOH. Every single season, you know he is the reason. You know what's happening. Rob said that he could do it. Tomorrow he will do it again.
Hello, everyone, and good morning. Welcome to our live feed update for April 18th. And I am your host, Taryn Armstrong, probably waking people up at Podcast House, live in Philly. And I am here to talk to you about everything that happened yesterday on the Big Brother Canada 7 live feeds. It was day 47 in the house. Day 47. It's a little echoey in here as well. There's some lovely drilling right outside my window that just helps keep me asleep all night long. That's definitely what's happening. So let's talk about the live feeds though. Had a fun night last night, the live know-it-alls, but there was stuff going down in the house that we must talk about. So Corey's gonna spend most of the day campaigning. She's gonna have a campaign to Adam and to Kira, and so that's what she's going to spend most of the day on. That's going to sort of set off the events that are going to take place over the course of the day. So she is first going to ask Anthony, like, what should I say to Adam and Kira? And Anthony starts giving her advice about it. His advice to Corey about how to talk to Adam is, I think that you need to treat Adam like he's dumb. Treat Adam like he doesn't understand anything, because he is dumb. So you need to keep it very short, very simple, because he won't understand or remember anything if it's too long. I don't really understand Anthony in this moment. He's just very, very not happy with Adam, and really just always talks about how stupid he is. But I don't know. I mean, at this point, I feel like Adam's playing a better game than Anthony. So I don't know what that says. So Corey is going to go to Adam, and she is going to start campaigning to Adam. Says, "Hey, Adam, I'm not threatened by you. I'm not threatened by you. I want big players in the end. I want to fight it out. I want to get to the bloodbath, blah, 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 blah." All the stuff that Corey has been saying. However, she adds on to this that she is not threatened by the big competition threats like Adam. Well, who she is threatened by are the social threats. Those are the real threats in the game. And because Anthony tells her all the time, and everybody seems to think this, Adam apparently has no social game. And so she's not threatened by Adam because he has no social game. So Adam is thinking, okay, so your big targets are people with great social games. All right. So you're targeting Anthony? She's like, oh, no, Anthony. I would never target Anthony. What? That's crazy. And so Adam is like, okay, I get it. She's targeting Dane. He doesn't ask her that, but like that's the implication here. Big players with great social games. It's either Anthony or it's Dane. And so she has basically implied to him that she is going after Dane, and Adam loves this. This is great. Corey is giving him all kinds of information and ammunition to make sure that Dane votes her out. So, she also talks about, like, again, big players I want to work with. I've always been honest with you, especially that time that I made a deal that you and Sam would be safe and then Sam went home. That was really honest of me. And you know, hey, I make my own decisions. I'm not controlled by anyone. So if anyone happens to tell you that I should stay because they control me, that is not the case. I am not controlled by anyone. Adam is just shutting this down every single step of the way, saying basically, no, I don't care. I don't want you here. This is not going to work. I disagree. Sorry. And so it does not go well. It does not go well. Corey really just sinks more of her own ship here. Corey is also going to go to Kira, making a similar pitch to Kira. You know, hey, you're not my target, blah, blah, blah. Not coming for you. Kira focuses more on, all right, look, I don't even care what happened in the past with Sam and all of that. You were wrong, by the way. You kind of screwed me over, by the way. I tried to give you some information and you used it against me, by the way. But it doesn't matter. Past is the past. Moving forward into the future, you're just a bigger target. You're a bigger competitor. I need people in this game I can beat. I can't beat you. I'm sorry, Corey. It's that simple. And you know, Corey's like, but things. It doesn't go well. Corey is not going to get Kira's vote. Corey's not going to get Adam's vote. She's wasting her time, and she's just giving them more ammunition to use against her at this point. Adam is going to talk to Dane and let him know, hey, guess what? Guess what Corey's saying? She's saying that she's going to go after the biggest social threat, who's also a big player, who's not Anthony. Guess who that is? It's Dane. She's also saying that she wants the final four or five or whatever to be herself, Anthony, final five, herself, Anthony, Kira, and Adam, because that's what she's saying to Kira. That's what she's saying to Adam. That leaves one more spot for either Mark or Dane, and she's apparently targeting Dane. This is not looking good. So Dane says, all right, okay, good to know. Dane goes straight to Mark, and he says, Mark, Corey is dropping my name. Corey's saying that she'd target me. And Mark is like, oh my God, I give up. Fine. This is stupid. I'll stop pushing. So Mark is out for the count. He's done. He's done trying to campaign for Corey. Adam is then going to talk to Anthony. He doesn't want to tell Anthony what Corey told him because, he's like, if I tell you, then you're just going to go to Corey and then she's going to change her story. But Anthony gets it out of him that, that Corey is dropping Dane's name. And so, you know, that's very dangerous. Anthony tries to turn this around on Adam. The only reason she's doing that is because you told her that Sam was innocent. And so now she's worried about Dane. And so that's the only reason. And Adam's like, okay, sure. Yeah, sure. They end up getting together, the pretty boys, Adam, Dane, Anthony, and Mark, and they discuss the pitches that Corey has made and the vote and all of that. Anthony says again, like, hey, no, the only reason Corey is saying Dane's name, Dane, the only reason she's saying your name is because you were playing basketball. That's what it was. You were playing games and you were not sad when she went on the block. And that was very disrespectful. It was very rude. And she didn't appreciate it. And so that's probably why, you know, it's not because, you know, I failed to, you know, tell her what to do properly. It's not anything to do with me or her. It's all you or Adam for sure. 100%. Adam says, dude, you are doing exactly what you yelled at me for doing a couple of weeks ago when I campaigned for Sam because I thought that was best for all of our games. And you sat me down and you yelled at me about that because I was doing something wrong. And now you are doing the exact same thing, Anthony, with Corey. And you even said that this is what you wouldn't do with Corey, when you yelled at me. And Anthony's like, No, it is not the same. How dare you? How dare you? I am not in love, okay? I am not upset right now. I am not pushing, right? I'm not fighting for this. I'm just telling people facts. That's all. That's all I'm doing. I'm not fighting. not fighting, not blowing bubbles, not sucking air that has been smellied. Now we are going to take a quick break for our sponsors, and we'll be right back. And we're back. So let's get back to the show. Dane says, look, she said my name. That's it. I've made up my mind. Corey's going. She's telling people different stories. I was already inclined to do this. Corey is going home. Anthony says, you made up your mind 2 days ago. That don't pretend like you just made up your mind. You made up your mind 2 days ago. And you know what? Like, we had made a decision as a group and everything was fine and happy. And then all of a sudden, 48 hours later, Corey's on the block. And now it's like, whoa, no. Now the decision has changed. And Dana's like, I didn't make a decision. I always said that what I thought was best was for Corey to go, but you guys didn't agree. And so I supported your decision. Now things have changed and she's on the block and I still feel the same way. I haven't changed my mind. And then Anthony's like, look, whoa, hey, I know you're frustrated. Dane's like, I'm not frustrated. I'm not frustrated. He's like, you're frustrated. You're frustrated. I'm not frustrated, Anthony. Why do you always do this? It's, oh my God. And Mark is like, hey, guys, come on. Can we just all get along? I think it's going to be a triple eviction. And then Anthony is like, look, you're frustrated and that's fine. I'm not frustrated. I'm not frustrated. Anthony's like, okay. But you're frustrated. And anyway, and then it goes on. And then Adam's like, Anthony, you're frustrated. I know you're frustrated that Corey's leaving. And he's like, I'm not frustrated. You guys are the ones that are frustrated. And they're like, no. And Adam's like, no, you're frustrated. And everyone's frustrated. And I'm frustrated because they're not saying frustrated. They're saying frustrated. Oh, God. All right. It was very silly. They were all calling each other frustrated. It's one of the dumbest arguments. You're being weird. No, you're being weird. No, you're mad. No, I'm not mad. You're mad. No, I'm not frustrated. You're frustrated. Nobody's allowed to be frustrated, even though we're all clearly frustrated. So, yeah. So that conversation doesn't go very well. Corey is going to talk to Anthony and let him know about the pitch that she made to Adam. She tells him that, I said I was going to go after some social threats. And he was like, oh, so you're going to put up Anthony? And I was like, no, of course not. I would never put up Anthony. I would never do that. God, I feel like he was trying to like see if I would turn on you. Oh, Adam, I shut that down real quick. Very proud of herself, not having any idea that was Adam getting her to admit that she would go after Dane. Corey, oh boy. So they also, they talk more about like the pitches and stuff, and Anthony, like, over the course of the day, is talking about like jury votes and stuff, and he wants to try and make sure that Corey is as bitter as possible against Dane for not voting for her. So he is going to be working on that last night and this morning. So that's happening as well. Adam is going to talk to Kira about Anthony. Kira asks Adam, cause the way he's talking about it, she's like, they're like, you still have Anthony's back, don't you? And he's kind of like, she's like, Adam, he's playing you. He hates you. He talks about how dumb you are all the time. And Adam's like, oh, really? He's like, yeah. He's like up there. He's like, oh, Adam's so dumb. Adam's so stupid. He talks about how terrible your game is all the time. And Adam's like, you know, because Adam is tried to bring back what Kira has said about Anthony to Anthony before. And if you recall, Anthony's response is, "How dare you even ask me that, Adam? Kira? You're going to believe Kira?" And so Adam is like, "You know, I would love for us to, I'm willing to do that. Once Corey is gone, I'm willing to do that." And so we'll see if that actually happens. Oh no. I think the stream. Okay, we're back. We're back. Some internet problems at the Airbnb. Probably buffering. All right. Spotty connection. All right. Hopefully we're good. All right, we're back. We're good. Everything's fine. Everything's fine. We're gonna speed this up so that we don't lose the connection. So Mark and Dane are going to have a conversation. Mark tells Dane about his radio past, his secret mathematician past. He's not a mathematician. He's a radio thing. That's a reference to Ron. All right. So he also says, like, "Oh, I knew about Chelsea. I knew Chelsea from that and all that stuff." So Mark tells Dane about his secret. That happens. Mark talks to Anthony and opens up about his doubts about the Pretty Boys and how he was kind of been thinking about making a move for a little while. And they talk about the potential to turn on the Pretty Boys moving forward. Oh boy. So that's going on. Corey's going to campaign to Kira again. It's going to go on forever. Nothing useful comes of this conversation. Corey's going to campaign to Adam again. Adam is going to talk about how, like, he wishes that they'd actually made the move when Sam was HOH to backdoor Corey, because then Sam would still be there. But again, doesn't really, go anywhere. Yes, the conversation with Anthony, they talked about, when they talked about turning on the Pretty Boys, it was talking about potentially getting Dane out, putting Dane up next to Adam. Whoops, uh-oh. Guess Dane might go home. So they're very much like a duo, and they're very much looking to potentially turn on the other guys moving forward. So that's something that they have to watch out for. Dane is going to talk to Anthony about potentially taking Kira out next, because Kira's been spending a lot of time with Esty, trying to bond with Esty. Kira also approached Dane during the day, talking about, like, getting something together, making some kind of four with Dane and Esty and Adam and Kira. And so they've been hanging out with Esty, trying to make that bond, trying to make something happen. Dane is not really fond of this. So I don't know if it's misdirection that he's talking with Anthony about potentially going after Kira, or if it's actually genuine, but the talks are happening. And then Damien and Esty, have a conversation late at night, and really just throughout the day, everyone is kind of on board at this point that, that Adam was the assassin. Most people are aware of this at this point. So that's what's going on there. And that's most of the day here, as we speed up the recap so that we don't get shut off by the internet. That was most of the day. Still just a lot of movement happening. Corey sinking her own ship further than was happening before. More tension between the Pretty Boys. It's really starting to look like it's going to come down to Mark and Anthony versus Adam and Dane. And obviously Adam and Dane have an advantage in terms of competition wins and numbers. But Mark and Anthony are, a little more willing to turn on Adam and Dane than the two are to turn on them. So that might give them advantage if they have the opportunity. So that's going on there. Lots of stuff to talk about and to think about. So we will be back tonight after the recap. Hopefully the internet will be okay enough that it will be all right. And we will probably be talking about Corey's eviction and the assassin twist and all that stuff. And then tomorrow morning, I will be back at 11 a.m. Eastern to update you on everything happening today on the Big Brother Canada live feeds. And I will also have some exit interviews with the person evicted, probably Corey, and all that good stuff. So Matt's in here. Matt, is there anything else I should talk about?
No.
He says no. We just need sleep. All right. So thank you. Thank you, everyone, for joining us. I'll see you next time.